Springfield, you don't have to say you love me. Now, I think my guess, Mornay, I would be guessing that he wasn't even born in 1966.
Not at all.
How to make me feel old in one easy lesson. Wow. Mornay at Swanepoel, welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM. Okay, it's good to see you, man.
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. We've known each other for many, many years.
Many years. And you know what? Can I take you back to... I think you were part of it as well, Larry Foster, the late Larry Foster.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was doing the MMA fighting, but it wasn't in a cage, I don't think, if I remember rightly, at the Suncoast. Do you remember?
Yeah, under a marquee. It was in a boxing ring, a big tent. And used to rain at night, and everybody used to get wet.
And the heat was ridiculous, do you remember?
Yeah.
And the humidity in December. Yeah. And that went on for a long, long while. But anyway, tell us about Mornay Swanepoel. Please tell us.
Gee, Dave, where do I start?
At the beginning.
I've been training since the year 4 years old. My dad got me involved very early in my life. He was an avid rugby player, enjoyed his rugby, and he wanted his son to obviously get involved in rugby. And I started with wrestling, which I still believe is one of the greatest disciplines for kids to learn and to train in. Just for the muscular development, the discipline, the toughness, the grit that you get. And that's basically where my experience started. And I haven't stopped since then, and it's more than 45 years now that I've been involved in the martial arts, traveling the world. My last trip to Mauritius was almost my 70th trip overseas.
Wow.
Traveling the world, giving seminars, attending seminars, competing. The martial arts has been good to me, I've just experienced a vast variety of different disciplines and great people across the world.
I'm not going to ask you how many black belts you've got in those disciplines, probably all of them.
It's actually on my website. I've got 10 different black belts in 10 different styles, so I don't think somebody in South Africa has achieved that yet. So, it's just been my passion my whole life.
Mornay is my personal bodyguard when I go into dodgy areas. It's not true, but maybe it will be in the future. All right, now you had a decision to make of whether you were going to go to Mauritius because you have businesses there.
Yeah.
Or stay here. And the decision was that you saw an opening in Ballito.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's correct, Dave. Just first of all, shout out. I'm sure I've got some of my Mauritius students listening to this right now. We've got quite a following there and a great bunch of people there in Mauritius. And
bonjour. Comment ça va? Ça va bien, oui? See, you're impressed now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought so.
So initially, the plans were to move to Mauritius. I think it's everybody's dream to live in an island lifestyle, no crime, quality lifestyle. But as we discussed, God had different plans, and we found our way here to Ballito 6 months ago. And I can't say we're enjoying it at this stage because we're just still busy building our business,
finding
our feature. We still feel that we're not really part of the community yet, although the community's embraced us and welcomed us, the Ballito way, which is awesome. But, we still want to dig our heels in here and, get more involved with the community.
I saw your video, and combatcoaching.com, your premises are just beyond compare. And I mean that, regardless of me being your mate, they're absolutely stunning. I mean, it's all brand new equipment, and it's not cheap, is it?
Not at all, Dave. I've been full-time involved in the martial arts since 1990, directly after high school. Started my first gym in 1990, and I've set up, it was probably about 20 gyms already, moving around. And I must say, with all due respect and honor, that this is most probably the best gym that I've seen, not just the one that I've built, but as me going around in all over the world, that this is one of the best gyms that I've seen.
Absolutely.
We've even had international guys come here to Ballito already and train with us and all over South Africa, because I got branches throughout South Africa.
Okay.
And we've had instructors and students come and train here with us, and they're all just like gobsmacked, it's like, wow.
All right, tell us about combat coaching and how's it different from typical gym or martial arts classes? I mean, the kids will be at Virgin Active, won't they, with an instructor that's the way it normally works. So how is yours so different?
On everybody's lips nowadays is UFC, Drikus, cage fighting, all these kinds of things. And rightfully so. I mean, it's an amazing sport. It's the fastest growing sport in the world today. But combatcoaching.com offers a different angle towards the martial arts. First of all, we are known to have the most disciplines under one roof, so different disciplines instead of just like a boxing discipline or a mixed sure. martial arts or a judo discipline.
So people have a choice.
Of, yeah, they've got a variety of different disciplines they can train in, all of it international recognized. And we don't just focus on the sport. You know, many of these martial art groups is very sport orientated. So sport is actually last on our list. One of our biggest focuses is changing people's lives. So we focus on life coaching first, and then we work through the body transformation, people that want to become fitter, stronger, healthier, change their lifestyle. And then obviously the self-defense with the reality of South Africa. You know, we all sure. need to get some kind of self-defense training. And then lastly, the sport aspect, where we cover all variety of different combative sports that people can, kids and adults can compete in. But I think that one of the biggest differences with combat coaching is besides the top quality international coaching that we got and the product that we got is the sense of community, the sense of what we call familia. You know, everybody yes, that comes here feels part of a family. A lot of these gyms, especially the cage fighting gyms, MMA gyms, people go there and they get beaten up the first night, broken noses and all that, just to prove how tough they are, or if they got hard to come back and train. And we pride ourselves on coaching people, you know, bettering people.
Is there a membership, or do people pay individually for each lesson that they have?
Dave, we've got so many different options. On the website. I think we've got like 20 different membership packages from pay-as-you-go, like pay-per-class, monthly, yearly. You can choose different all the different disciplines. There's obviously gym access as well. For the whole family, you know, I think our youngest kid that's training there is 4 years old, and our oldest student is almost 80 years old doing Tai Chi. So
it's so good for kids, man. Yeah, I mean, my son Danny, I think you know him as well. He did, Shotokan? Karate, and he got to third brown belt and didn't take his black because he had to choose between soccer and karate. And he regrets it to this day. And great discipline for him too.
Dave, you know what? A lot of people are on about which style, where should I let my child train, or where should I train? This style is better than that style. Mm. For me, it's not about the style. For me, it's about who's the coach. You know, it's so important that you get somebody that you can connect with, that's got the same kind of morals, same kind of outlook in life, same kind of driven with the goals that you're looking for. It doesn't matter what style he's got to offer. That person will take you there, you know. But if the goals clash and the kind of culture in the gym clashes, then you're wasting your time. You know, it doesn't matter what style it is.
All right, blimey. Time's flying by. It's terrible. I could speak to you the whole day, man, but I can't. But so two things I just want to quickly touch on. Kids being bullied.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
Well, I don't want to say this on air, but it's like prostitution. It's never going to go away. You know, bullying is something that will be with us for the rest of our lives. It's not going
to
go away.
So is it a good idea to get your child to you and your team? And, you know,
I started the Bullyproof Your Child program in 1995 already. Yeah, okay. International program. And we've got huge success. I'm actually dealing with a case right now with one of the kids being harshly bullied at school.
Really, I hate it.
And
it makes my blood boil, honestly.
And a lot of people say, but if you start training in martial arts, or if you start training these combative systems, it's going to make you more aggressive. No, it doesn't. It channels your energy. It gives you that discipline. It gives you that respect. Especially if you're in a community of like-minded people. That's why I say the coach and the community is so, so important. You can go to a different school, martial arts school, and the coach is an idiot. The people that hang out there are idiots, and they just like to bully people. And then you're just like aggravating the whole thing.
All right. And ladies now, let's talk about self-defense, because I saw on your website that you've got a ladies' self-defense class coming up as well, I think there's no charge for that.
Yeah, it's a free workshop I want to give for the people in Balito. You know, this is our way of digging our heels into the community to offer this to all the ladies here in Balito. So this will be the last Saturday of the month, the 29th of November. I just feel that a lot of people overlook self-defense, you know, and sometimes it's too late. You know, people get attacked or they become victims and then they want to start learning how to defend themselves. So you'd rather have the
prepared
skills and not need it than need it and not have it. You know,
I might come along actually to that class. I'd like to see
for
you
the
guys.
Ladies or for the training?
The training. I just want to see you guys in action, and I think that'd be an incredible class. I think you're going to be awesome. Full. I really do.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. All right. There was a sponsor involved that you wanted to say hi to, I think, as well.
Yeah. I mean,
because like without, you know, you need sponsors on board. You really do.
Yeah, we train a lot of athletes. You know, like currently my one son is preparing for EFC, his seventh professional fight. Both my boys are full-time fighters. Wow. Like, you know, you saw them when they were 7, 8
little
years old.
Babies.
They were fighting already.
Yeah, yeah.
So my one boy is fighting on the 4th of December. He's very highly ranked in the EFC professional. Yeah, he fought for the world title last year.
Wow.
And my other son as well. And we always need sponsors, you know. People think that you make money out of fighting. There's not really much money to make, unless you're a Dricker's to Brassey kind
yes, of
thing.
Of
so, yeah, we got a lot of sponsors that we always look for that help with bringing athletes up. We got a lot of underprivileged athletes as well that we want to try and help.
Lovely.
So, like, for example, one of the sponsors that currently helped us was Finance Pro, that helped us get a lot of the marketing out there, get the word out there, and get our feet stuck into Bolito.
I love that underprivileged thing that you're talking about. Yeah. You're a good man. You're a good...
No, you are.
We
try,
Dave. No, you really are. All right. I think... it's easy for people to go to the website. Maybe you want to get involved. Maybe you want more information. Is the website the best place to go?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the website with all the different disciplines, all our branches. Like I said, we've got branches throughout South Africa, Potch, Pretoria, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, Empangeni, Richards Bay, Mamzimtoti, all of we got like
you're 20
branches.
You're taking over the
world. Yeah, yeah. And we made Bolito our headquarters. So this is our headquarters where all these branches get together. And yeah, the website www.combatcoaching.com.
Can people just pitch and have a look around? You've no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We actually offer a free class. So when you come around, you can book, you can contact us.
Oh, wow.
You can book a free class and you can come around and have a session. You've got nothing to lose and just come and experience.
All right, mate.
I was actually speaking to my boys just before this and said, you can have the best quality coaching, you can have the best facility, but if the atmosphere is not right, people won't come. You know, so it's so, so important that people understand we stress a lot on that family atmosphere and people having fun.
All right, mate. Listen, thank you. You're great. You should be a radio DJ as well in your spare time. You're very good.
I've done this before.
We'll audition you. Okay. And Morning Swanepoel from Combat Coaching Bolito, a name you'll definitely want to remember. If you're looking to build strength, confidence and resilience, both physically and mentally, get to the website or get to the premises, which is where?
It's at 58 Moffat Drive. It's a new building that's just right behind Hirsch's, George's Park, and you'll see our signs there. It's right behind the Ashton Sports Complex.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining me today.
Awesome, Dave.
It's been amazing.
Thank you very
much.
See
you soon. Thank you.